on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Ho-hum.
Welcome back to another edition of Knockout Radio.
Brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. Let's get some house cleaning stuff done because I've been promoting both fighters scheduled for today's show.
Okay.
Have been canceled.
No.
Yes.
What happened?
I don't know if it's out yet, so I can't say anything.
Oh, no.
Let's just say as of right now, they're not doing the radio show. I'll text and see blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
You know, I never get to break anything.
Yeah, but this is common in the fighting world. I mean, there's always last-minute dropouts, injuries.
It's common in the fighting world for the past 5 months.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sure.
All right, so we'll leave it at that. I do want to discuss.
Okay.
I'm sure some pet peeves will come back to me over the past week.
Of course.
I continue to be unfollowed, which I love.
You do. Do you have more unfollowers than followers at this point?
I don't know. I don't know how you find out.
Are you trying to like acquire more unfollowers?
No, I'm not trying, but I'm okay with anybody who unfollows.
Like when you hit post, is there a little party that's kind of like, oh, I'm going to fire up three people.
No.
I know who's going to eliminate me today.
My name is not Styles G. You know, and I've said this, and we'll get to, you know, I want to talk about last Saturday night's fight and what's on the horizon, which I just tweeted. The most anticipated fight in combat sports history.
John Jones versus Stipe?
Yes.
What about Ngannou? You got to give Ngannou the first shot.
You don't have to do anything.
You should. You should.
You could.
Francis has earned it. He deserves a shot.
Absolutely.
Let Francis and Jones go at it.
Absolutely not.
That's the fight.
Absolutely not.
No?
Absolutely not. You give the GOAT what the GOAT wants, just like Tom Brady.
Stipe the GOAT?
No, he's not the GOAT. John Jones is the GOAT.
Oh, I thought you were calling Stipe
the GOAT. No, Stipe's not the GOAT. John Jones
could be the GOAT.
I mean,
the most title defenses as a heavyweight
means nothing
all time.
To me, it means nothing.
That's pretty good.
If you compare John Jones, thanks for keeping me off wherever I was going.
just saying.
The Styles G. You look at John Jones and what he has done, and you look at Stipe. You look at records. You look at who they beat.
You look at PEDs. You look at what they've done to cheat. You look at off the octagon antics.
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Absolutely not.
Just looking just for strikes.
All right. Here's the thing. You make a great pizza.
Yes.
But sometimes you're a moron.
Well, that's what I do.
But that's what I'm saying.
That's my job.
So you being a moron outside of Tour de Pizza doesn't change the fact that you make a great pizza.
But what if the PEDs affect your performance inside the octagon?
That's different. So. Now, one wasn't a PED. One was the little white powdered stuff.
Okay. Flour.
Flour. The car wrecks, the DUIs. It does not affect what has happened in the octagon or in a cage. Because, again, you could be a goat and not be fighting in an octagon.
Sure.
A fight I would like to see, and we'll get to Daniel Cormier, is I still want to see DC fight Ryan Bader. I would like that.
Two wrestlers going at it.
But if you look at what they both have done, how do you not give it to someone who is not technically undefeated, because he does have one loss. It was a DQ from beating the holy hell out of Matt Hamill.
Matt Hamill's right here on the wall.
I know he is. And Matt will tell you that he didn't beat John Jones.
Yeah.
He has said that. He has said that in your restaurant.
That's true.
So I believe John Jones is the great. If John Jones never fights again, I don't know how anybody could ever take that title from him.
Henry Cejudo has got a pretty good claim.
He has a decent claim.
And he's going for like greatest combat sport all time.
Well, again, he has a claim. But if John goes up and fights Stipe, the problem with what John's going to do is, like I know, like I have that crystal ball.
Sure.
Right? He'll go up, he'll beat Stipe,
okay,
and then he'll lose to somebody. And then that'll hamper that legend.
You're losing Nagano, because Nagano's the champion of the future. Nagano's a beast. Nobody wants to fight that guy.
I'm sure a lot of people want to fight
who?
Anybody? Stipe?
I don't think Stipe wants to fight him.
You don't really believe that, do you?
I think he will fight him, but I don't think he wants to fight him. Do you really want to get hit by Nagano?
I don't want to get hit by anybody, but that's not the point. And that's another one of the things that drives me crazy when you knuckleheads say, well, he's scared.
What are you talking about? You all. Hold on.
Yeah, you all. And correct me if I'm wrong, but Stipe's already beat him once. He's already fought him once.
Yeah, but he was young. He was just starting out. Like, he's a different fighter now. Plus, Mike Tyson taught him some new angles.
Hold on a second. How young was he?
I don't know. What, like 2 years ago?
Yes, it was like 2 years ago.
But like, that was before Mike Tyson showed him how to like slip and move and like, you know, pivot and get like angle shots. So now he knows Mike Tyson's secrets in that frame. He's definitely going to be the champion.
You people who are saying that John Jones is running from the light heavyweight division. He's leaving the light heavyweight division to go to heavyweight because he's scared. Who the hell's he scared of?
There's nobody left in the division. He cleared them all out.
You know, Dominic Reyes, I believe Dominic won that fight. I said that, but it doesn't matter what I believe.
That's true.
All that matters is two of those three people on that paperwork.
Yeah.
You know, and if they say John Jones won, then John Jones won. So you can't say, well, Dominic really beat him. Gustafson really beat him in Toronto. Well, if you go to Wikipedia, which never lies, it says John Jones won.
I think Gustafson did win that first fight.
Well, you can think anything you want.
But the second fight, Jones dominated.
And again, it's all great. We can all think whatever we want.
Sure.
The only thing that matters...
the official record of records.
Two of those three people. If two of those three people believe Fighter A won, Fighter A won.
So is that the biggest fight of UFC history if that occurs? I mean,
absolutely.
John Jones,
absolutely.
Stipe.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Really?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Without a doubt. Absolutely.
Really? Bigger than McGregor, bigger than GSP.
I would consider walking to that fight.
Really?
Yes.
Hopefully it's close.
And if it's not?
You'd still walk.
I said I would consider it.
Okay.
I didn't say I'd do it. I don't know of any fight that could be as hyped up, as big. I mean, again, you're talking about arguably the greatest heavyweight of all time.
Yeah.
Taking on arguably the greatest combat fighter of all time.
And you got villain, heel versus good guy. You got the hero, the firefighter, you know, the
no,
you know,
there's storylines.
Then you got the other guys.
Right.
You know, history.
There's definitely storylines and such, but that to me would be the fight. I've never, other than Matt Hughes, Frank Trigg, I can't think of any other fight that I really had to go see, that I couldn't wait to see.
Yeah.
And I hated to watch by Frank, and we've talked about Frank and Matt.
Sure.
But that fight, without a doubt,
wow,
it would blow away anything Khabib is going to fight. A much bigger fight than Khabib, Justin, Khabib, Connor, Khabib.
GSP? I mean, couldn't that be just as big?
Okay, I'm going to talk to you like I do my children. Listen to me. In the words of, I don't remember what actor it was. Listen to the words coming out of my mouth. John Jones, Stipe Miocic would be the biggest MMA fight of all time.
But GSP, Khabib could be right there.
No.
Why?
Because.
You have the international fan base. You've got Khabib.
Now.
The undefeated record. You've got the GOAT in GSP.
First of all, he's not the GOAT.
A GOAT.
He may like to eat GOAT, but he's not the GOAT.
He is in the conversation of the GOAT. Could he not be top five of all time?
He could be. But see, again, I think what a lot of people do is... the first thing they say, it's kind of like why people hate Warren. One of the first things they say about why they like George, what a nice guy.
Right.
I watched a thing the other day, and I normally don't go back and watch stuff, but the press conference with Bisping and GSP, and where Bisping, you know, used his accent, and he's like, what the hell are you talking about? It was classic. It was classic. But GSP is in the conversation up there. But right. In no way.
Because he'd have the Canadian fan base, he'd have the French fan base, he'd have the American fan base.
And I don't hold that against him, that he has a Canadian fan base.
Right. But it would be a global presence between the two nations.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, I'm not saying it's not. I'm saying what I believe.
Okay.
That fight A, doesn't interest me at all.
You think GSP is too old? Is past his prime?
It's not,
Khabib is the GOAT of the GOATs in the future. Like, he probably will never be beaten.
First of all, do you know what GOAT stands for?
Greatest of all time.
Okay, so how many? You've now called three fighters the GOAT.
Well, yeah, because they're different divisions.
Well, first, you didn't say that.
Well, the GOATs of their division.
John Jones is the GOAT of the sport.
Henry Cejudo could have a stake. We don't know his career. Hasn't played out yet. They haven't fought as long as Jones has. Let's see these guys are at.
He's retired. Well,
he's coming back. You don't think Henry Cejudo's coming back?
Well, he said he'll come back for the next midget that he said it. I didn't say that.
You can't call him a midget.
He did.
Listen, you cannot use the word midget.
Henry Cejudo did.
But he can't use it either. It's offensive. Everything you say is offensive to somebody.
Well,
that's why you're not allowed to have an opinion.
John Dodson said he was small.
And he lost.
Well,
see, karma's that's what happens.
But it's okay if you say it about yourself.
No, you can't talk about yourself.
Oh, you can't even talk about yourself that way.
You can't say anything about anything. You know, it's the new political correct world we live in. Everything's bad. In fact, we got an in-studio guest. I wonder how he feels about the...
Why are you pawning off the show? I told you it's all on you.
It is on me. And I brought
no interviews. No interviews.
I scheduled this interview.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
45 minutes ago.
That's not true.
Because I was driving down the street.
He walked 2,200 miles and he walked here.
He was walking down the street and I saw him and I'm like, I know that homeless guy. And so I stopped to give him some coins and some scraps of pizza that I had in my truck. And I realized it's Ryan Beck.
Where'd you find the coins? Because you can't find them anywhere.
Yeah, well, they have COVID. I gave him all the COVID ones.
You can't find coins anywhere.
But Ryan Beck from Ryan Beck Fitness is back from the Appalachian Trail hike through.
When we have him on in the second hour,
yes.
And that's just to keep him here so that we have studio guests.
Yes, we need one.
I want to know what happened to all of his walking sticks. Because don't you, when you have that big ass beard like he has, and you got that big walking stick that's taller than you are as you're struggling to walk through the Appalachian Trail?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's that kind of high. I mean, it's not Mount Everest. It's not.
That's like skiing.
I don't know. We'll have to ask him.
All right, let's go hit our first boring break. The show is boring. The break isn't boring.
What are you talking about? We're talking about MMA. We're talking about hiking.
Well, you've been wrong three times.
And I got a Warren Sapp story for you when we come back.
Be careful. You don't want to rile me up too much.
Uh-oh.
This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Lomas Brown, and you're talking sports with Randy, the Monster Jam Man.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Do you know the difference between jacaranda and a palm? How about what is lethal bronzing and how to stop it? Can you trim a 30-foot rubber tree and know how to clean your equipment after? I answered no to these and many more about the trees in my yard and how to take care of them. Luckily, I know the great guys at Tree Impressions of Florida, and they do. After one call to Tree Impressions of Florida, and I'm ready for hurricane season, or at least my yard will be, don't wait until it's too late. Call Tree Impressions of Florida today at 727-263-9291. You need tree trimming and removal? Watch how they clean up after. Just as impressive as the tree work in itself. Call Tree Impressions of Florida at 727-263-9291 and have one less thing to worry about before the next storm.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others. You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ozzy Smith, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I was going to say that. So is that
the Wizard of Oz is the GOAT.
Ozzy's the GOAT because he's the nicest guy I've ever been around?
And because he did backflips every time he ran onto the field.
To start the season.
He's got to be the GOAT. And he's got the coolest nickname.
I don't know about the GOAT.
The Wizard of Oz?
He is the Wizard of Oz.
That could be the GOAT of all nicknames. What nicknames are better than the Wizard of Oz?
Ozzy, the Wizard of Oz, Smith. It doesn't flow.
Oh, the Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz is awesome.
The greatest nickname.
Again.
What else is out there?
Uncle Creepy's up there. I think Uncle Creepy's probably my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that sticks up there. But there's many. But it has to go in together. Like, I threw out the, itchy-feely?
Yeah, because it's touchy.
Touchy-feely, because Feely's his last name. So
right.
His nickname is Touchy, right. Which in today's, I don't know if you want to be known as Touchy. just kind of saying. All right, give me your thoughts on Daniel Cormier and Stipe on Saturday night. A, did you watch it?
I did not watch it. I was out of town. I was on vacation with my family, so I did not have a TV present. Actually, you know what? I'm going to take that back. I watched the prelims at Doc Ford's. Have you heard of Doc Ford's?
I've heard of Doc Holliday.
Okay, so Doc Ford's is a restaurant that opened up in the St. Pete Pier.
I've heard of Doc Brown.
Okay, it's a new restaurant at Doc Martin's, the shoe company. But it's a new restaurant, and it comes from Sanibel Island, Captiva Island, down south of us. And that's where the original one was. So they actually had the fights playing inside this restaurant, which is hard to find. I mean, to be honest, even though it's on ESPN, even though the sport's commercialized and has big sponsors now.
Well, it's not hard to find ESPN.
It's hard to find fights in a family dining establishment because they still consider it to be barbaric.
It's hard to find ESPN Plus.
So I got excited, and my daughters are running around throwing leg kicks, and everybody's having a good time and quarantine.
And then they kicked you out because the pay-per-view was on, and they didn't pay for that.
That's true. That's true. We were left before that. It was late.
So a lot of people are having some issues with Daniel Cormier.
Okay.
That, you know, he should have shook hands, which I'm not necessarily saying he had to do that after the fight.
Because he's a poor sport.
Well, people are we're implying that.
Isn't that what he's known for, though? Isn't he kind of a sore loser? They kind of like...
Well, just because he cried when he lost, I mean...
Not just cry, but like, doesn't he do kind of like little, like the pouty faces and the roll in the eyes? And like he makes the gestures like when he's... You know, it's just kind of his gimmick.
Right? Here's my... Probably my only issue, unless you push, and I'll try to find another one, because I can find issues.
All right.
But for Daniel Cormier to use the eye poke more than once, the reason... I couldn't see for three rounds. He did pretty well for not being able to see.
Sure.
If that's true. But you poked him first. It's kind of like you're equal now.
Okay.
Stipe just poked you better.
Right?
Right.
It lasted longer.
Right. So if you can't see, then Stipe's pokes are better than yours. His punching is better than yours.
Do you think Stipe trains finger pokes? Is that a move you actually try to No, you don't practice like against a heavy bag.
I swear to God, you're a chuckle.
No, because like you'll kick, like Thai fighters will kick a coconut tree or some kind of bamboo tree to toughen their shins. Do you think guys actually poke like the Three Stooges? You think they didn't train?
My God. You are a moron.
Like, so, you know, you don't think the old eye poke was a...
So they put the gloves on in practice, is what you're saying.
Right.
How do you
toughen the knuckles up so they don't bend.
So no, you do have to toughen your finger so it doesn't hurt when you stick your finger inside its eye socket. Right. When the knuckle goes all the way in and can touch his brain, you might want to stop.
So, you know, I think we should keep record of like the most unique finishes in UFC history. The eye poke. Like, has anybody ever submitted to a tickle? If you put them in a crucifix and they can't move and you just tickle them, I mean, I know I'd tap. I would tap.
Well, Randy spanked Tito. What?
That's classic.
It was.
I mean, but like, you know, when you show like the domination and you have someone so controlled that you can just tickle them to submission, that's going to be my finishing move when I go in the UFC.
You, when you fight Steve, you're going to try to tickle him to death?
Yeah, I'm gonna tickle him. I'm gonna get sponsored by the MyPillow guy, and I'm gonna tickle him.
Oh my God! All right, you haven't brought up your boy.
Which one?
Did you already jump off Sugar Shane's hype train?
I you know, I still want to hype him up, but it's just every time the UFC hypes somebody, they just get dominated. But I called it last week. Marlon Vera is a what's his name? Marlon Vega Vera. I don't know. But he's a stud, though. I mean, he's another up-and-coming star. I mean, wasn't fazed by the hype train, wasn't fazed by the...
Do you think fighters really get caught up in the hype, other than maybe being so aggravated that their opponent is being hyped so much? I don't think they care. Yeah. I think it adds more to it that I want to beat you even more because, you know, the organization, the promotion, you know, is so far behind you.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's an added fire there for sure. But, I mean, at this stage of the game, I think the way that the sport has evolved over the years, these guys are so close and so, like, technical and so... it's just whoever makes the first mistake. You know, it's really whoever gets that first opportunity, that first crack to, like, create opportunity to, like, close the distance and take it down or submit their way.
Whoever throws the first knockout punch?
Pretty much.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, whoever wins has a very good chance of winning. I mean, that's just, those are facts.
I think the better way to say it is whoever gets knocked out has a better chance of losing.
You're right. Right. If you get punched really hard, you're probably going to not win. You know, but I don't know. I just think it's so close and evenly matched at this point. You know, it really comes down to, like, you know, opportunity. You know?
I'm not going to buy that.
No?
No. If you want to say, and not by rankings, because rankings are a waste of paper, but, you know, somebody that just joined, you know, I argued with a Tampa Bay Buccaneer the other day when he said basically the same thing.
Why would you do that? Because he's probably a lot bigger than you.
Well, but since I can't get out on the field, it don't matter.
He can't get within 6 feet of you.
Right.
Smart. Now's the time to talk transfer.
And he doesn't have a long enough, you know, hand to poke me in the eye with his finger because he's too far away. But, you know, he brought that on any given. I said, no way. I said, what's the worst team in football right now? Who's the worst team in football? I don't even know who that is.
I have no idea. The Browns.
Okay. And they're not as bad as they used to be, but...
But they haven't won anything, so until they prove that, they are still
I don't Browns. Know who is that, you know, that one team. Like, in years past, it was Buffalo. You know, after they went to 97 straight Super Bowls, then they really stunk. So, you know, it was Buffalo. It was Cleveland for a while. It was Houston, you know, and now it's not. So I really don't know who that one team is that right out of the blocks.
Like every time you look at the schedule, you know they're going to lose. Right. The Jets, maybe?
Okay, we'll say the Jets.
Okay.
There is no way the New York football Jets, or really it's the New York football Giants,
right.
But either one would beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this year.
Yeah, until they do.
Not even until they do.
Because right now they haven't played anything. Like, but this team hasn't won jack.
I'll tell you what.
They haven't won anything.
I've talked to some of the media that are out there, and Tom Brady is like a transformer.
Okay.
It's just the way he walks, the way he talks, everything about it, his pinpoint accuracy. I don't know why we got off on football.
Because we're talking, today's theme is goats, and so you brought
Tom Brady is the goat.
Of all football. Of all teams.
I don't know if I mean, would say of all football. I mean, it's hard to say that. He is the GOAT of quarterbacks, and it took me a long time to admit that over Otto Graham, more personal than professional.
Okay.
Speaking of which, do we hit the break and then you tell me the SAP story, or do you want to tell me the SAP story now?
Well, we could tell the SAP story now. So I was continuation of my vacation this weekend down Emory Island. Stopped at a, what do they call those places? It's like
restaurant?
A consignment shop. No, it's okay. Like a consignment store. It's a big, huge warehouse that had antiques. And each section was a different booth, a different vendor owned it. And then it had like the house, they managed it to make sure people didn't just loot and steal stuff. So it was kind of like a co-op kind of place.
So you wasn't able to get anything out is what you're saying?
Well, I was looking for Coca-Cola memorabilia for you. And then I stumbled across a Warren Sapp, like still in the box, 99 figurine. I mean, it was like this Puffy, I think it's called Puffy's, and it had like and but it was so like weird and like it didn't look like you know, compared to bobbleheads now, right? The MMA bobblehead, it's so realistic and lifelike, and it's a statue. It's like a work of art. You could see like 20 years ago when they made this thing was just like at the time it was probably the best they could do, but today it looks like it doesn't even look like Warren Sapp. So I was gonna buy it for you, but it had like a $80 price tag on it.
What?
$80 for a Warren Sapp Puffy.
Now he's worth every penny of it.
To him.
Well, not to him.
I mean,
he don't care.
I wouldn't pay $80 for a figurine thing. I mean, unless it's an MMA bobblehead.
MMA bobblehead would you think about? Hold on, just think about it. When we come back, I want to know from you what MMA bobblehead, because they've all been fantastic. But which one, if you could reach into that claw machine that was once here at Torta Pizza,
right.
And you could get that claw machine to land.
And fill it up with bobbleheads.
Which
one would I pull out?
Which one would you pull out? So okay. I will ask you that to answer when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Chris Sims from the Tampa Bay Bucks, and you're talking with Randy Harris, baby.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Do you know the difference between jacaranda and a palm? How about what is lethal bronzing and how to stop it? Can you trim a 30-foot rubber tree and know how to clean your equipment after? I answered no to these and many more about the trees in my yard and how to take care of them. Luckily, I know the great guys at Tree Impressions of Florida, and they do. After one call to Tree Impressions of Florida, and I'm ready for hurricane season, or at least my yard will be, don't wait until it's too late. Call Tree Impressions of Florida today at 727-263-9291. You need tree trimming and removal? Watch how they clean up after. Just as impressive as the tree work in itself. Call Tree Impressions of Florida at 727-263-9291 and have one less thing to worry about before the next storm.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Everyone deserves a best friend. Clear the Shelters is back on August 17th. Join NBC and Telemundo stations for this nationwide pet adoption event. Last year, more than 100,000 animals found their forever homes. Find your new best friend. Go to cleartheshelters.com for a participating shelter near you.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm James Lofton, and you know who you are on the other side of the dial, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same sound.
I'm just jamming.
You're a jammer.
I am.
You look like you're jamming.
You're
a jammer.
I'm a jammer. I'm a drummer.
You're not a drummer.
I almost was a drummer, but I didn't catch the drumsticks.
Oh, really?
I told you the story. We went to the Queen concert.
Okay.
And drummer threw the drumsticks at me, and they flew by me. I had my hand up.
They probably won't do that now anymore because of liability. It's too politically correct. Somebody get poked in the eye.
This was just 8 months ago.
I get the Stipe eye poke with a flying drumstick.
I can't let it go, though. I can't let it go.
What?
I can't let it go that I didn't catch it.
Yeah.
Bothers me just a tad. All right. I did forget the controversy going on in that wicked boring sport, Major League Baseball.
There's a controversy?
You didn't hear what happened?
No.
All right. So said batter comes up to bat.
Okay.
I believe the bases were loaded.
Okay.
I believe it was a 3-0 pitch.
Okay.
And I believe it was late in the game.
All right.
I believe they had a large lead.
Okay.
I don't remember exactly. I'm going to say it was like 7-1, 8-1, something like that.
Okay.
What do you think said player did? Bases loaded, a 3-0 count.
Swung and hit a grand slam.
He swung and hit a grand slam.
Good for him. Run up the score.
The next batter came up and they drilled him. Because the unwritten rule... Which I've already lost my mind when Sean called and said unwritten rule.
Baseball has so many unwritten rules.
Baseball's for children.
That's why you play it as a kid.
It's like teams and parents and players whining when in football the score's 54-3.
Right.
It's your job to stop. It's
yeah,
not my job to lay down.
Run up the score.
So I do have a new favorite player.
Okay.
I got to look up who he is.
Collect his Topps card. It'll never be as valuable as Anthony Fauci's top card, but I'm sure it'll be valuable.
Trevor Bauer.
Trevor Bauer.
Is my new favorite player.
Okay. And he plays for?
He plays for the Reds.
The Reds?
The Reds.
Cincinnati.
I may go and buy a jersey for my wall.
Really?
Yep.
And what did he do?
He went and tweeted whoever this player was, Tatis Jr., I think.
Okay.
I believe he plays for San Diego. And he tweeted out and said, you only did one thing wrong. This isn't the order that he did
it. Okay, right.
But the one thing you did wrong was apologizing for what you did. Because he came out and apologized.
For running up the score?
For swinging and hitting, a wiffle ball 300 miles.
Didn't Spurrier, when he hit the ball code, didn't he run up scores? Like, was that like a...
Well, they all do.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you do. It's competition.
When there was college football, and a big school, a Michigan,
They're still college football. SEC's playing a 10-game schedule.
Well, until they play, they're not playing. I'm just saying, until they actually...
Well, until the Bucks win a game, they're still not a great team. They're still the Bucks.
No, they're a great team on paper.
Yeah, on paper, they're phenomenal.
Until they get to New Orleans.
Oh, you think they're going to be beat by the Saints?
I didn't say that. I said until they get to New Orleans.
Because the Saints said they're the best team.
They did say that.
That the Bucks are the best second-place team in the league.
You're the only one that wouldn't say stuff like that. Meaning, most people would say, I make the best pizza. Well, you don't.
No, I don't.
You say Domino's does.
No, I,
or is it Pizza Hut?
I can defrost a mean pizza.
Or is it Chuck E. Cheese?
You know how early I get here to defrost all those pizzas so you guys think I made it? That's a lot of work.
Well, you don't have to defrost them anymore.
Why not? Yeah, because I don't.
So where were we? So Bauer said, keep swinging for the fences, keep scoring runs, just don't apologize for it.
Right.
I said, if I was the manager, I'd be thrown at it for life. Because if I was the manager of the San Diego Padres, I'm telling you what I would have done.
Now what would you have done?
I would have had, when we came back out on the field, my pitcher would have drilled the first player.
Right.
He would have got ejected.
Mm-hmm.
The next pitcher would have drilled the next player.
Yeah, of course. Run through the lineup.
Then
pluck them all.
And then I have no more pitchers. So then I'd put my left fielder in, have him drill the guy. Now we only have eight.
Right.
I'm pretty sure in softball you can play with eight. I don't think you can in MLB. I don't know. But I would keep having my players drill him.
Put a cardboard cutout fan in third base.
No, put him on the mound and let him drill the next batter. I would drill every single one of those guys.
Listen, true story. Like no question. I'm not joking.
When you say true story, does that mean your stories are normally not true?
No, most of them are not true. But
Grossman gave me hell about that. Because I would say, well, honestly, and he's like, honestly, does that mean the other time you're not being honest?
True. Shout out to the president of the Randy regime,
yep.
Shane Grossman, still politically correct on his face mask at the big blue box.
Yeah,
love to see it. So his messages that he handwrites on his mask every day are legendary.
Anderson Silva's back.
Oh, why?
Yep.
Well, what about Nolan Ryan?
Don't you want to know who Anderson Silva's fighting?
I will after I get back to my baseball comment.
Okay.
Nolan Ryan, most famous, the head, like the bulldog,
Robin Ventura.
Choke, right? The headlock. Like, how would he have done in an MMA fight, like in a real fight? Because I mean, he, for a baseball player, he's the GOAT as far as like fighting on the field.
Okay, he's not the GOAT.
fighting. Who? You're not gonna rush Nolan Ryan anymore after he saw what he did to Ventura?
Yeah, you would.
Would you?
Now, are you saying that Nolan Ryan is this great, fighter, or are you just saying Robin Ventura wasn't?
I'm saying that Nolan Ryan was a beast. He made baseball players look tough.
Well, it's just because he was 92 when he threw that pitch, and Robin Ventura was about 12.
But he put him in a Robbie Lawler like bulldog choke. It was just
a couple nuggies.
Epic. I mean, all right.
Yeah.
The UFC finished by nuggie.
There you go.
Like an Indian burn. Like, I could even say Indian burn anymore.
I don't think so.
Like Native American burn.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what's that thing where you used to go like that and you would turn your? That was called something too.
Daryl Strawberry.
I don't think that's.
That was when you slide in. You get the Daryl Strawberry when you slide in the second.
Yeah, strawberry.
Okay. But, it comes with white powder.
But there
as well.
Was something where you could, you would go to somebody, you would like spin all their hair together, and it ties into knots.
We can try that with Ryan Beck's beard.
With his beard.
Yeah, let's tie that beard.
He's getting close to Sean's.
Yeah.
Sean's is so much more unruly.
Is that 6 months without shaving? 6 months on the Appalachian Trail?
Well, you don't carry razors when you're walking through nothing.
Well, whoa.
What?
I mean, there was places to stop. I mean, I think there was hostels and places to like cohabitate and like shower and like refresh.
Yeah, but if you look like Ryan does right now, you don't have people coming and messing with you. Would you mess with that? Come on.
Well, I stopped to give them some food and quarters earlier, but apparently they had COVID. I don't know. Like,
well, now it was quarters. A minute ago, it was
COVID,
dimes.
COVID quarters.
I know, but you said dimes before.
Well, it makes me look more like charitable if I increase the value.
Right. Anderson Silva's back.
And who is he fighting?
Uriah Hall.
Really?
Yeah.
It's actually a pretty good fight.
October 31.
Because it was sad to see him fight Israel when Israel was just, he's up and coming. He was on his way to become the champion. They put him in to fight Anderson. It wasn't a real fight. I mean, Israel.
Well, it was a real fight.
It was, but Israel just danced around because of the respect and the legendary status of Anderson Silva. But then again, I guess he did the same thing with Romero. He just danced. There were no strikes thrown.
Zero. Let's hit a break.
Yes,
because you really are boring me.
What are you talking about?
You're boring me.
I'm bringing the heat today. I'm
talking about Nolan Ryan as an MMA fighter.
As a noogie finisher.
A noogie finisher. Now, that's funnier. More talking about some of the outrageous ways that you could Tommy toe hold or something. You know, you grab the toe and bend it.
Let's keep them coming. If you got a finishing move, you want to chime in on knockoutradio.com, let us know.
We are going to do a Ryan Bader giveaway. I'll explain when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Lynn Swan, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, yo, this is Ricky Waters, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
And now I'm jamming out. Look at that. Thriller Auto Revival.
CCR. Spit it out.
CCR. Yep. Well, it was before my time. I mean, I just knew it because I'm a music history buff. I'm not.
Oh, my goodness. Look at this.
No, what happened?
So, you know, some of these ridiculous posts, you know, I've been nominated to show a photo of my 10 favorite players of all time. Okay. The last person I would have ever expected to see a photo is of my good friend, Tom Hume.
And that is?
Tom Hume. He was Rolaids relief pitcher of the year 1 year with the Cincinnati Reds.
Okay.
Northeast High School graduate.
Okay.
We did a, you know, back in the day, I used to do a whole lot of those celebrity softball games and celebrity baseball games. And so I had Tom come out and play. Tom, and his younger brother came as well, Tim, who is a former co-host, a little more talented. You know, he was
way more talented.
Yeah. Than you, I'm talking about.
But probably a lot more, well, expensive to have him on the show.
I don't know.
I'm more of like a discount guy.
I'll tell you more about off the air. But
like the family dollar of like...
no, your Dollar Tree. Family Dollar isn't a dollar.
Yeah, but that's true. There's nothing in there at all.
Right. It's Dollar Tree. Everything's a dollar.
That's true. Yeah, that's misleading.
And that's not even true either, because a Dollar Tree, and I still don't understand how people can go to a regular store and buy a Hallmark holiday card. $3.95? $4.95? They're 50 cents at Dollar Tree.
Shouldn't it be a dollar?
Well, it's two for a dollar.
Okay.
So if you have, you know, a loved one's birthday or something coming up, get to Dollar Tree, get a 50 cent card. They're just going to throw it away anyway.
Sure.
For many years, my brother once sent me I think it was a birthday card. And I didn't know this. He sent me the same card for four straight years.
Really?
Hold on. As you're all laughing,
yeah,
he didn't send the same card four times for four consecutive years.
He bought a package of cards?
He sent the same card.
So he just took it from your desk,
yes,
or your room?
Yes.
And just reshipped,
yes,
it? Yes.
For
genius.
Four continuous That's years.
Genius.
I had no idea.
It's genius. I mean, in middle school, I did the same book report for three consecutive years. You know, because I did it once, and I'm like, oh, a new teacher. So I just kept recycling it. Like, oh.
Okay, since it's top the other person's story, I've told this story as well. For the really not well-educated people, I'm talking about me.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm trying to be politically correct, and I'm not trying to use the word stupid people. But for back in the day in high school,
can't say stupid people.
for us, study handicapped. Can I say that?
You can't say handicapped.
I can't.
No.
All right. So I took the same class 3 years in a row.
Oh, God.
They changed the name of the class every year for us struggling people. Okay? So I took the exact same class. It was the exact same everything. It's the one where we threw the raw egg off the top of the stadium at Northeast High.
Okay.
And if it didn't break, you got an A.
All right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Three consecutive years. I love Mr. Henry Fraze. Wow. I know that he's passed, but he was my teacher all 3 years.
Unbelievable.
Let's change it to Man-Made World 3. It's the same.
Critical.
Go with it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I don't know why you took me off on that, but that topped you turning in the same report as me taking the same class.
Well, you're a guy. I mean, what was his name? Billy Hume?
No, it's Tim Hume.
Tim Hume.
And his older brother, Tom Hume.
Done. Okay. And so those like Facebook chains, like, you know, like, do you do those prayer chains?
Prayer?
Like, you know, like, if like, you don't
no,
send
I don't
the
do
next
a
10
pr-
people,
no.
Then, like, the world
the
will
world's going to blow up.
That COVID will come and, like, destroy your life and take away your business.
Absolutely not. Okay. I typically delete the people who sent that to me, too.
I would like to find out who started this chain, who broke it, because this COVID thing's real.
Is it real? Is that proven
it's
yet?
It's affecting everything.
Just because there's nobody in your store right now doesn't mean that.
There's no one anywhere. I wonder if they're on the Appalachian Trail. Everybody's hiding from COVID.
I got an idea.
Yes.
I know it's not going to be happy for all your employees that are hanging around working very hard right now.
What are they doing?
But I think
they're fans.
You should close the restaurant down permanently.
Which one?
All of them.
Okay.
And I'll become the new Mike Wolf, and you'll become the new Frank Fritz.
I will be Pickers.
And we'll go do Pickers.
I love it.
I think we had a
I know where to find a vintage Warren Sapp Fluffy. That's our first episode. And we'll stage it. We'll put it in my new storage locker. And we'll be like, you know, we'll auction it off.
No, then that's our second show.
So let's combine all the shows into one. We'll buy a food truck. We'll sell food at the auction at the storage locker. And then we'll sell vintage Warren Sapp memorabilia. The onesie he sent your granddaughter, you know. Did he autograph it? Or did you just send it? No.
No, I want her to wear it.
Oh, I wouldn't let her wear it. An official onesie from Warren Sapp?
Oh, she wears it all the time.
She can't. Why would you ruin the value? Got to frame it.
Well, first of all, it's added value because my granddaughter has worn it.
Did you just frame something new this week? I saw you frame.
CDs.
No, you framed a shirt.
Oh, no, the shirts I already did.
What was that, a T-shirt? Who signed that one?
Russell Peters.
Russell Peters. Yeah. But you were here.
Yeah.
Arrow in Toronto.
In Toronto. I had that just in a storage bin for 8 years.
Wow.
And I found a really cool T-shirt frame, and I framed it. So now instead of the T-shirt being in a storage unit, now the frame T-shirt's in a storage unit.
And we're going to put that on the show. I'm going to buy it for $12, and then I'm going to sell it on my reality show.
I think we ought to do it. I got to meet Mike at the charity event.
Yeah.
Mike, matter of fact, and I know I told the story, they pitched American Pickers in Miletich's gym.
Right.
You know, in Bettendorf. And I think that's what we ought to do.
Again, that's what sucks about not going to Iowa for Pat Miletich's fight.
You made that decision
a couple weeks ago because we could have hung out with the picker guys that got picked their brain on how to become pickers.
I don't think you need to. Let's just get in a van.
Start digging through people's
property.
Well,
no, we're not going to do the van. You're going to do the food truck so that we can eat while you're driving.
Yeah, we got to eat.
Okay.
I'll defrost pizzas along the way. It's going
to
be wonderful.
Well, no, you don't have to defrost them. Just take them out of the refrigerator. They'll defrost. That's the proper way to do it.
True.
How long do you take an item out of we'll say a freezer.
Okay.
And leave it on the side to defrost it, but not ruin it?
No.
Two days?
No, not a day.
A day?
Oh, it's Florida. Everything's humid and hot.
6 months?
If you're in the Great White North.
I meant 6 hours. I didn't mean 6 months.
Canada. That would probably take weeks.
All right. I think it's a good idea.
I love it.
Good. Do you want to talk about last week? Do you want to talk? Oh, the Bader. All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to give away a Ryan Bader walkout shirt.
Okay.
Now, I can't be specific because I don't know what size the winner will be.
It's true.
So.
And so to be politically correct, you're going to have a female cut of a shirt because they have different styles. Like, you can't just have a T-shirt. That's more male driven. So you're gonna have to, like, the winner will have to be, it could be a onesie for like an infant, maybe, you know.
Who is this guy?
You gotta
what are you talking about?
We have to make sure that everyone's eligible. Like,
okay, first
spaghetti
of all,
straps for the ladies.
Chuckles.
There you go.
Chuckles.
You want it to look like Brenda.
Chuckles, listen to me.
What if Brenda wins?
Chuckles, listen to me.
Yes.
A onesie wouldn't be necessary because you're not going to email me your picks if you wear a onesie.
Ah, the small fine print. Must be 18 to enter. No purchase necessary.
Okay.
All copyrighted, trademarked by Randy Harris.
All right, so here's what we're going to do.
Co-owner of Knockout Radio.
I need to know who wins the title fight.
Okay.
How and what round. Okay, you can post it on Twitter.
I poke. You won with a Czech Congo.
Do I poke? Go for it.
So Ryan Bader, I poke. Who wins an I poke? Stipe or Ryan Bader? Ooh. An I poke challenge.
I'm trying to remember who cried more, Czech Congo or Cormier. Yeah,
they both tried. There you go.
All of a sudden, we hear this big bang on the door, and it's Czech Congo at the door.
But you know what's sad? Him and Cormier are probably sponsored by Johnson & Johnson now because, you know, no more tears. So they probably got more money coming in that they lost.
I wouldn't say no more.
That's what they claim. No more tears.
I don't think they used them all up.
Wow. Johnson & Johnson probably sponsored them because that's their slogan. Just that's why the Khabib won't get sponsored by Visine.
Because he doesn't cry?
It gets the red out. They're never going to allow that to occur.
Oh, my God. Did you wait all hour to say that?
Woo! I'm on a roll.
You've been throwing that fishing line out, hoping that I would bite to
but
say that.
Well, speaking of your collection of storage memorabilia, can I have at least the Russell Peters shirt since I'm an open for him in the future and I'll be his opening act at one of his comedy shows?
Okay. Even if you would have told the truth.
I would like the Oscar Schmidt jersey personally for my wife and the connection behind it. The number 14, her birth date of her birthday.
It's going to hurt me to say no because I really like your wife.
Yes.
But the no still stands.
She puts up with a lot.
Trust me, I know.
She deserves that jersey.
Well, then go to Brazil. Go knock on Oscar's door. As long as, you know, you're not shot for walking on the mansion property.
Is he
property.
The GOAT of Brazilian basketball?
Oh, absolutely.
It's a GOAT theme today.
Yeah, he was almost up as, he could be mentioned GOAT period, not Brazilian
really?
Basketball. Oh, absolutely. If you knew his stats, if you knew everything
the,
he did.
The greatest basketball player never unknown by American basketball fans?
Unknown. Unknown.
Unknown.
He's in the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame, so I don't
Which
know.
Which one?
What do you mean, which
the
one?
The Brazilian or the
How
American?
Many are there?
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, I'm probably Brazil probably has a Pro Hall of Fame, don't they? When they,
I don't know.
But the Bucks have a Ring of Honor. Like, that's not the Hall of Fame.
So when you think of Pro Basketball Hall of Fame, what do you think?
Michael Jordan.
Okay. Oscar Schmidt is in that Hall of Fame. Because it's the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame.
So then Tal Brody's in there, too, who brought the European Cup to Jerusalem, to Tel Aviv.
How do you know?
Because I went to the All-Star game with him.
How do you know that he's in the Hall of Fame?
Well, he is like the king of Israel.
The best part is this hour's over, so I get 3 minutes without having
to talk
to you.
I'll trade you a jersey. I'll trade you a Tal Brody jersey.
Bye. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Men Strong and Staff Sun. We'll be back after the top of the hour.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Boomer Esiason, and you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris, so stay right there.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.